Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
There has been widespread condemnation of Israel's parliament, which last night voted to ban the UN's Palestinian refugee agency from operating in Israel and in East Jerusalem. This is UNRWA. There are now fears that the agency's operations in Gaza will collapse. It comes as fresh strikes have left dozens dead in the enclave. Palestinian officials have said that over 90 people have been killed and dozens others injured in an Israeli airstrike on a residential building in northern Gaza. 20 children were among the dead there. I'm joined now from the US by Dr. Reja Musla, who's Med Global's Gaza country director and who's just recently back from Gaza. Dr. Reja Musla, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Can I get your reaction to the vote in the Israeli parliament last night to ban UNRWA from operating in Israel and in East Jerusalem? What do you make of it?
Yeah, actually, as a healthcare provider or a humanitarian worker in Gaza, it is so sad and very frustrated to hear that, because you know, the situation in Gaza is very, very bad, because the people struggling to reach out to healthcare and medication, food. UNRWA not serve healthcare, but also secure food for the people inside Gaza. Mm-hmm. Now, there's no access to food, no access to water, no access to medication, especially in the north area. So really, it's so frustrated. I'm here. Maybe I want to send my message as healthcare provider or a humanitarian worker. We can pushing to stop this decision from Israeli side, because the people inside Gaza are really struggling, and we need to advocate for ceasefire and open borders to let food, medication to enter to Gaza.
I know within your own organisation, Dr. Musla, that, and this is Med Global, that a number of your staff have been arrested in recent days as well.
Yeah, 2 days ago, actually, 5 healthcare providers has been arrested from Kamal Adwan Hospital. They are deliver care for malnourished patient inside Kamal Adwan Hospital. Unfortunately, until the moment, we didn't have no idea where these persons has been taken. So where we are follow up with other organizations to figure out, and maybe we are pushing and make pressure to release them, because they are healthcare providers. They're arrested from the hospital. So we from your station, I'm calling for actually protect the healthcare providers. We are struggling on the ground to deliver care for the vulnerable groups or people inside Gaza.
And we've spoken with some of your colleagues from Med Global who've worked in Gaza, and they have described how difficult it is. Can I ask you to, because I know you've just recently come back from Gaza, where I believe you were trapped in Al-Shifa Hospital for 40 days, Dr. Musla. Is that right? What did you see? What did you witness there? And I might warn some people that some of this might be distressing, but what did you witness there?
Yeah, actually, it is very frustrated and depressed, because what I'm witnessing inside Shifa Hospital was horrible, because, you know, I'm witness a huge number of injured person reach the emergency department, and these cases was in a severe actually injury. This is the first time I'm witness like hard of the injury. The people came to the emergency department without, sometimes without legs, without trunk, without even head. I'm witness one of the cases. A father just hold his son on a plastic bag and shouting, "Hey, this is my kids. They are pieces of bones and meat inside two bags." I'm witness children has been burned. Over 90% of her body has been burned. And unfortunately, as a doctor or healthcare provider, I cannot reduce her pain because we don't have sedation inside the Shifa Hospital in this moment.
And was she in pain? I think you said she was a 10-year-old who's...
Yes, yeah.
She was in
excruciating pain. You know, until the moment...
Pain.
Yeah, until the moment I am traumatized and I am thinking about this girl until now because I cannot reduce her pain. And unfortunately, the whole family member has been killed because they are bombing her home. And I cannot tell her that her family is passed away. She asked about her mom and her father, her sisters and brothers. And I cannot tell her that the whole family has been dead. Until 4 a.m. early morning, I was hold her hand and I feel her skin burn at my hand until the moment. And her voice is stuck in my head until the moment, and she is suffering from pain and I cannot reduce her pain as a healthcare provider.
Did she survive?
Until she passed away. Oh. Yeah, no. She passed away at 4 a.m. early morning. She passed away and she's suffering from pain and I cannot reduce her pain. I'm thank God she passed away and she maybe find peace in another place.
Yeah.
It's better than the world we are living in.
So this is a young girl, 10 years old.
Yeah.
All her family had been killed. And
yeah.
90% of her body had been burned. And she's
yeah.
crying, holding your hand for hours in pain, calling for her mommy and daddy.
And unfortunately, I cannot help her. And I feel guilty until the moment she asked me to lie beside her in the bed. And I cannot do that because I am a human being and simply I cannot stay beside her in the bed until the moment I feel guilty and I'm not good because all the time I'm asking myself why I did not stay beside her in the bed. Another kid in the same age, maybe less than 1 year, 9 years old, he came to the operation department and his right leg is amputated after the operation. I'm taking care of him. He asked me, please move my leg. He think that his leg is still there. I'm pretend that I move his leg and I'm ask him, you are okay? I move your leg. I cannot inform him that his leg is not
gone.
There. Yes, this is 2 or 3 stories of hundreds of stories that I'm witnesses in Shifa Hospital. A woman deliver at the department, delivery department, and after 2 hours, she brought her baby and returned back to the tent, and she cannot take a shower as a human being and as a woman has the right to taking care of her body after she put her baby. She can't find just the water to take shower. She returned back to her tent and we start to looking for milk for the baby because there's no food. And we need to feed the baby or to teach the mama, the mother how to feed her baby. The situation was so frustrated, so depressed. My message as a healthcare or a humanitarian worker, enough is enough.
Yeah.
We need to advocate for ceasefire. The people inside Gaza are a human being. They are not numbers. They are a human being. They have the right to live in peace. They have the right to educate their children. the children inside Gaza, there's no school since 1 year and more. They have the right, like any children all over the world, they have the right to play. They have the right to smile. They have the right to have access to food, water, sanitation, and everything.
Quite simply, that they have human rights, I suppose, is what you're trying
yes.
to say. Thank you very much for joining us in the programme. And I know that's not difficult to tell us what you witnessed, but it's important to hear, I suppose. Thank you, Dr. Reja Musla, MedGlobal's Gaza Country Director, recently back from Gaza. My thanks to you.